and restrict firearm access temporarily after due process.
And the other part of this, we're creating entrepreneurs.
Welcome to Lawmakers Spotlight. I'm Donna Lowry. Here you will find in-depth interviews with Georgia lawmakers and leaders on the issues driving the legislative session. These conversations go beyond the headlines to explore how decisions are made and what they mean for you and your community.
As always, legislators introduce lots of legislation to improve education in Georgia. We're going to talk about a couple of those bills and on a different topic, one that focuses on domestic violence. Joining us is Democratic Representative Deborah Bazemore of South Fulton. She's in her 9th year in the House. Her committees include small business and governmental affairs. And with us is Democratic Representative Mary Ann Santos of McDonough. She's finishing her first term, and her committees include code revision and judiciary juvenile, and she is the first Hispanic person to run for office in Henry County. Thank you both for being here. I know it's been a long day, and we really had to hope that you guys were going to make it because those hearings went late. So let's get through this. Representative Bazemore, you have a bill. Well, let's talk about another bill of yours, because we talked about human trafficking in the previous segment, and you have a human trafficking bill, too.
I do.
And I know you've worked with First Lady Marty Kemp. You guys even did a public service announcement together.
Definitely. So, yes, I had suggested to her at a meeting and took the mayor of Atlanta there with me so that, because he runs the airport. And so I suggested we have something, because you can hear overhead, if you see something, say something. But most people are trying to get to their gate, and then when they come back, they're trying to get to the baggage claim. And so they're not really listening. So we needed to grab their attention. And so, yes, we had the first person on it was Andre Dickens, the mayor of Atlanta, and then the first lady and her husband, the governor, then myself, and then it was Tyler Perry.
Yes.
So people would stop when they saw and they heard, and so they would do something and report.
Yeah.
So that was exciting.
You also have a hotel bill, so talk about that briefly.
So this bill is HB 490, and what this bill does, it's going to be called Georgia Human Trafficking Prevention Training Act, and it came about because I had the first lady down in my district. I had, she was there, and the DA was there, the sheriff was there, the two mayors were there, everybody and some of my legislative friends, they came. And so what I found with the discussion we were having is that some people knew that the hotels were turning a blind eye to human trafficking. They knew it was going on in their hotel, but did nothing. And so we needed to do something, and we needed to make them accountable. So they will have to take a training within the 60 days of their employment, before 60 days is up. And this goes from the owner all the way down to the cleaning staff. And so if they knew or should have known once they take the training and they did not do anything, there's a fine associated with it. $500 the first time, $1,000 the second time, and then $2,000 the third time.
Okay, we'll keep up with that bill. Since we're on this topic, that is, these are hard topics to talk about. Mm-hmm. I know you have a domestic violence bill and that you have a personal story about it. So tell us about that briefly.
Yes, so HB 1312, the Decide Safety Act, it's going to mirror federal legislation and restrict firearm access temporarily after due process. And so this is aimed at ensuring that protective orders actually protect people and our general public.
Yeah. And I know you've talked openly about facing domestic violence. So this is personal for you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's get into something that'll help children. You have a bill, HB 200, to establish a 3-year pilot immersive writing program in elementary schools.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
I'm so excited about this bill. So last year, it passed out of the House, went to the Senate, passed out of committee, and then went on the floor of the Senate. But it did not get voted on. But we are back at it, and it looks really good. And the bill actually is going to allow any of the children from the second to the fifth grade participate in this program where they decide what the subject matter is that they want to write about. And this is pen to paper, not computers, not anything assisting. So that's going to help them with literacy. And that's what we're talking about this year, literacy. And so once they do write their own book based on what they're interested in, the book will get written, it will get illustrated, and then it will get published. And it will, the one that I already know about because my granddaughter illustrated one, is A Different Kind of Hero that is on Amazon right now. And the other part of this, we're creating entrepreneurs because that author of that bill gets every dime when somebody purchases that bill off of Amazon.
And they'll never forget the experience. Exactly. And the parents will love it, and the grandparents will want it and everything.
Definitely.
And let's talk about your education bill. You want the Bill of Rights in all schools. Tell us why.
Yes, it promotes civic literacy and respect for our Constitution, and I believe it's the foundation of our American values. It won't cost anything. The bill specifically says that it can be printed, it can be donated. So the purpose is really to engage our students and prepare them for the future, ensuring that they are aware of their rights, and when they get older, they become law-abiding citizens that can understand the Constitution.
A lot of us didn't see a lot of that until maybe high school and that kind of thing. And you're saying even in the grade schools, even in middle schools.
Yeah. Yes, this will be elementary and post and elementary and secondary schools. Okay. And I think that even children need to know, because I remember posters when I was in second grade. One was Reach for the Moon. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't land, you'll land among the stars. And I still remember, and I think it's important for kids to know this belongs to you. You are American. These are your values, and you can exercise them.
Yeah. Okay. So your bill, you're feeling really good about it this year.
I know.
Got it so far last year.
So it was recommitted to education over in the Senate, and I introduced it again, or I presented it again yesterday. And every single person on that committee was pleased. They were excited when I explained how it works and that my granddaughter was part of it. And I left them a book so that they could see the final product.
Yeah.
And they were really interested in it. So I'm assuming that this will be on the floor of the Senate soon and voted on. And then it'll be a bill.
Yeah, that's great. How's your bill doing?
My bill is doing.
Yeah, okay.
I'm excited. I think that from what I've seen, members are excited about new bills and certainly open to having conversations, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. I'm going to get back to another topic because you have a bill, HB 131, I wanted to get into, the Survivor Protection Act.
Yes.
And this gets back to domestic violence too, doesn't it?
So
a little?
This particular bill protects against sexual offenses.
I see.
So a survivor can not be awarded attorney fees if their abuser has a conviction in the criminal court. And this will protect the survivor, ensuring that they have access to justice and that they are not left with the price tag of their abuser.
Okay. How's that one doing?
So that is doing as well.
Okay.
I've had several conversations with members on the committees, and I've explained it, and I hope that everyone can understand that survivors need our support. And at the end of the day, we're supposed to protect the people that are vulnerable.
Yeah. I just want to ask you quickly, this is your first term. How's it been?
It's doing. My first term is great. I have had a great help from everyone, and I'm just grateful.
Well, now that you've been on Lawmakers, you know, that's another thing you can check off for that. Anything else you have going on?
So a couple of other bills that have not seen the light of day yet.
Okay.
But I am excited about it. I think this is a good session for us. And then, of course, we all go into running for our seat again.
That's it. So that'll be something new for you too, right?
Yes.
So after you leave, you're all offices are up.
Yes.
Well, thank you both for coming, and good luck on your legislation.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
That wraps up this episode of Lawmaker Spotlight. These conversations are part of the reporting you see on Lawmakers, our nightly show on GPB TV, covering the Georgia General Assembly. You can watch us weeknights for updates, interviews, and analysis from under the Gold Dome. I'm Donna Lowry. Thanks for being here.